Getting Shir Ayin Tes Chof Tes Sivan Hei Tav Shemar Tes June 29, 1979, Sunday, continued.
So, the Yayin of Michal Shalom Faresi is also a Sabisir. He's also a Sabisir. So it's only when it's a question of the Psul, it doesn't mean that the Mum Elochate Rekume is a Goy. The Mum Elochate Rekume is also in Yisrael. Yisrael Achal Pishchot in Yisrael. But he has the Psul in the Menachem. So in Lele, the Rambam says, since it's Aloch and the Nakum, he's possibly, he's incapable of affecting the Lishmo in the Gay. Is incapable also. But what Rav Chaim says, and some Chazelik style, is all true in connection with Shiras Rambam, but it's not true in connection with Shiras Rashi. Right. Hodom Rav Nachman, Rav Nitzi Damre, Dinkopos, Leilin, Chomni, Avoye, Michlal, Dinksiv, and Kosher. It's not as I said before, that an akum is possible, according to this Mishnah, an akum is possible to write again. No, since the next Mishnah passes, an akum as a shliach loche, so it's a raye, and doesn't say that an akum is possible for ksive, so it's a raye that our Mishnah holds that an akum is kosher ksive saget our Mishnah. Me, because all of our misutambe, the Mikoposo, it's from that way, from Xibe Kosher, the Chwal, the Xibe is Kosher. So the more is the Kashe, Vatanye, if it is Hobby is possible. Vatanye, if it is Hobby is possible. Hayir of Lesari, don't marry the Missire, Kars, Ubido, Xibo Mishmo, the Hobby Vada, if it is Hobby Vada, it's Rashko. But it's according to a blazer, and I cannot try it again. But according to a mayor, even I can try it. Love means the damn of the matter, you come in so late. That is really the person. Father Kosher, but the lady is on the ground. You got a heresy to cut down the lesson around me. The other that people in Bagabo, Nami Kosher, the master is still at mayor. You will boy exceedingly small, you don't because of the Kuachs in the saving. So Rav Nachman says that the Mishneh accords with Rav Meir. Now if the Mishneh accords with Rav Meir, so the Meile, the Chereshim Yikot, can light the gate even without the Golden Baga. And if Menachem can light it. And the Meile, when the Mishneh concludes, Shem Ki Maget Ol V'Chesmov, so it modifies the Reish, not the Mitzies. And Chesmov means Chesmov Mamish. That's the reason as to why a Chereshim Yikot, or even an Akum, can write again. Why? Because the important thing in the Shtar is the Chesime. Not the Chesime. Midik Apostle, Lele Vichom, he said, Master Israel, boy, you shame to ask me to do shin, no Master Shriak, no Vashin Shire, boy, the Gabik Sili Shire, he doesn't say that he's possible Gabik Sili, so it's a Rayo, and he knows that he's kosher Gabik Sili. Shmame, no Dach, put on Baboy, who Vik Sili kosher, you told a time, she came again on the Chesmo, but here, Pesmo, and the Shon Mishmo, you told me Shire, how Nam Nishiyu, and he say, Eisve, Robe, Omer Abnach, Oy mir hoye gem yat un was vas vor was mir kosh ey zir ob rab nachmen vi kos ob lo lishmo mal lafzim sage sig mo says lo ich sin sei ey zir ob de kogetche de shon chmi shpos so it's mentioned the fish that he the ksive was lo lishmo is also ey me shen yacht am shon chmi shpos ey kishu keis ikl keis lishmo mal lak kish keis lo lishmo kil keis lo teve lishmo lo ikish lo keis lo lishmo kil keis lo lishmo vi boy say me all these accord with Reb Lezer. How do you this man Reb Lezer? The Omar in Mishir Kaos. Hayi, the Tanya Pos, Reb Lezer, the Omar in Mishir Kaos, Uxim Esayi, Mim Nateire, Hiu Kach, because of Akos, Aksev, 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 אומר רב נחמן, אם הוא ירד מאה, אז חל יצילו עניין, אז חל נומם, אז חל דה מיוסי, בכי מסתבע, לא כבר מי ברב נחמן כרמי, ואיז דיגר זה, ועובד האם כחוב לא שקושי. Because before Rashi explained that ועובד האם, אם כחוב לא נחמן כרמי, it is not a kashi, but that's part and parcel of the member. Of רב נחמן, רב נחמן says, love Yunzi, the Gamma, the Mikot Posse. In other words, love Yunzi, that I said before, that even Chobius invites the gate, so it's possible. No. According to this Mishnah, even if Chobius can write the gate, because it seems that important, and this Mishnah agrees with Rameya. It is Rameya. So, before Rashi explained the Gemara, the Gemara, that's not the cash. That's not the cash. But it's part of the memory of Ramach. So Ramach may say, love means it. I'm going to go to the question. What time you will come in, so you more as a cash. What time you will come in, so you more in the terrace. I hear a person in the way you say, Kalse, who makes it much more. Well, what time you come in, like Nash Kobe. So it's part and parcel of the terrace of the more. Now Rashi mentions a sheet. Who say that this represents a new kashya. So the Gemara says, "Vatayim kichom apostles, the more interest I have, the more I say kashya, the more I say." So now the Gemara says, "Kashya, vatayim kichomim, adaitin afikove." So why should it be good to come to Rav Meir? It's not mishmo. In other words, so the Haram and the Machshon assume that if we come to Rav Meir, the whole apoches in the Rabbonot, the ksiva has to be mishmo. Or, as Stacy says in one motion, that the Havamin here assumed that Kontra Meir with the Reisig has to be Shmo. And the Rameer is only saying that the Chsime also has to be Shmo. In other words, that Rameer Shita is like Rameer, that both the Chsime and the Chsime have to be Shmo. So that's the Kasha anymore. So it's not Shmo. So even Kontra Meir, it shouldn't be good. Either because mid Rabbonon or mid Raise that they call it Rameya, we require both, Ksiv and Ksiv Nishmo. Amar Rav Nachman, no, it's not as you assume, as you maximum assume, that they call it Rameya. So Ksiv has to be Nichoa Pachas mid Rabbonon, Nishmo, they call it Rameya, so you mid Rabbonon, it's all right, you know, the Ksiv is all Nishmo. Amar Rav Nachman, Rameya, Avru Mosvash, Pachas Minos, Nikosh, Now the Rashi comes and asks me, "Boy, as how can you say the chim is tava? Do I come here and ask you about it? Why is the girl so bad in the chov in the Russian kushi? Why chim is naho? I'm not naho in the chov in kushi. I'm not naho. So, in the Russian media, so that's the rutsi. The Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the who she shia mikenatir. Who she shia mikenatir. והוא ששיעה אחרי שנקוד מגעתירה וקוסב בן דאז יסתירה ובואי לא יקנה בשקוד מגעתירה ובואי לא יקנה ובואי לא יקנה כרמיה So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that this Mishnah does not deal with God with God but this Mishnah deals with the case of אין God with God אין God with God and still it is kosher because the Mishnah is referenced in the case when the Chersh and Kotman just wrote the tapes. From Rashi's Loshi, it's Mashma, the Alim of the Shein, who explained the more like that there is a machlikin between Rav Huneh and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that according to Rav Huneh, the Mishnah that says, Chersh and Kotman can write the get, so his reference to the Ksiveh of the Torah. And the Ksiveh of the Torah is kosher with the Kotman Vagabo. This is what Rav Huneh says, and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is chilek on Rav Huneh, and says, no, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where where the Chereshit Mikotim wrote the Torah. But the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Torah was left over for Igor Torah. But the Chereshit Mikotim wrote the Teifes. So, according to Rashi, there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes between Ravuna and Ravina Mashmuel. That Ravuna holds that with the good limit of Gabo, the Chereshit Mikotim can write the head. And Ravina Mashmuel says, even with the good limit of Gabo, the Chereshit Mikotim cannot write the head. Cannot write the head. And then there is another machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel, because according to Rav Huna, so even the Teifes cannot be written by a Chereshit Mikotim without the Golan Barabo. Mashain can according to Rav Huna Shmuel, so the Teifes can be written without the Golan Barabo. So we have two-fold machlokes between, according to Rashi, between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel. One point of machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel is on the question as to whether a Chereshit Mikotim can write a Teirev, whether Chereshit Mikotim can write a Teirev with the Golan Dagabo. So Rav Huna is the Mekil, Rav Huna Shmuel is the Machna. And then there is another machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel regarding the question as to whether the Teifes can be written without the Golan Dagabo, without the Golan Dagabo. So in this machlokes, so Rav Huna is the machmir that even the Teifes cannot be written without the Golan Dagabo. Mashein came, Rav Huna Shmuel is the maker. The Teifes can be written even without the Golan Dagabo. Rav Huna Shmuel, who is she? I came at a. והוא שישי אחר השם ליקוד וכמעט תירה וכוסף מדעס לתירה והוא בואי להיק ומשקוד בן מגבו והוא להיק וכירה בני חיים אומר רב חוגי משמי דיורה והוא שישי וכמעט תירה ורבלזן גם ספיקו אומר רבי איכן אומר רבי איכן אין את תירה מה אין את תירה? אומר רבא בכאן מדי אחר שקיח לשמו אין שם לו כאן מדי אחר בשנוסינו שסירות בו בכסירה גיד מדי אחר שאין שקיח לשמו בכסירה אלו בכסירה אלו בכסיב. ורב מאיר, אומר, נכנסים בקהל הזה, ואומר רבי מאחון, אומר רבי איכן, רב עזרי, אמרוי נינו ועולים אל רבי איכן. עולים אל רבי איכן. Now, so this is Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is that there is a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel. And there is a double machlokes. First, there is a machlokes and the question is whether the Teirev can be written ואחר שאני קודם ללמוד על דבריו. So Rav Huna is the maker of Rav Huna Shmuel the Machmir. And there is a machlokes as whether the Teifes can be written without the Golan Dagabo. So Rav Huna is the Machmir, Rav Huna Shmuel is the maker. And the other Sheim, who explain like Rashi, that there is a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel. But then, if we explain it more that way, that there is a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel, so the question arises, how do we pass? Do we pass on Rav Huna, or do we pass on Rav Huna Shmuel? So again, on that point, there's a machlokes Shem. Some Shem say that Aloche has to be like Rav Huna, and some Shem say that Aloche is like Rav Huna Shmuel. So, but that's one pshat by the Shem, that there is a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna Shmuel. Then there is another pshat, as the Shem Saramba, that there is no machlokes. And one supplements the other, lechumre. So, what does it mean? Now, Rav Huna is telling us that without the Golan Dagabo, so you cannot, a Chereshit Mikotim cannot write the get, even if the Teirev is left out, and the Golan Pikeach writes it. So still, without the Golan Dagabo, we cannot allow a Chereshit Mikotim to write in the Teifes. But when can we allow the Teifes? The Chereshit Mikotim to write the Teifes only when a Golan is in Dagabo. This is one memory by Rav Huna, and that's Lechumen. And comes Rav Huna Shmuel, and he adds another memory that even with the Golan Dagabo, so you cannot write the Teirev לקראת הלאו, בטבע, אתם בריתם, והיה חרשי ניקות, נראו את גודל נגעו. So in order that the חרשי ניקות should be able to write again, so there are two prerequisites. Number one, the חרשי ניקות should not write the טבע, even with גודל נגעו. And number two, that the טבע is cannot be written by חרשי ניקות without גודל נגעו. That is the Ram. And that's one pshat of the Ram and the Rif, because the Rif Shittah is like that. So one notion the Ram says that the Rif Shittah is like the Rambam, that there is no machleki between Rabbi and Rabbi and Shmuel, but one end supplements the other lechum. So Rabbune mentions the Chumre, that even the Teifes can only be written by Chashim Kotni, that God will not have up, and Rabbi and Shmuel mentions the Chumre, the team with God in the Gabo, but the team can never be written by a Hashem God. But that has to be left out to be written by the God of the King. Then there is a third chicken, the sheet of the Balitu. And the first portion of the Ram, the sheet of the Balitu, is also like the Rambam, that there is no Machlekes. But whereas according to the Rambam, so there is no Machlekes. And each other supplements the other. Lichumre. So according to the Balito and the first portion of the Ram and the Riv, so there is no Machlekes. But instead of Rabbune supplementing Rabbi Lashmuel Lichumre, and Rabbi Lashmuel supplementing Rabbune Lichumre, it's just the other way around. That there is no Machlekes, but each one mentions a certain Kule. So Rabbune says, that mentioned Aloche, that if the God lives in Talgabo, if the God lives in Talgabo, so then even the Teref can be written in Shmuel. And then Rabbi Yonah Shmuel comes and he admits everything that Rabbune said, that if the God lives in Talgabo, then even the Teref can be written in Shmuel. But Rabbi Yudi mentions another way that if you leave out the Teref, then you can, a Chershen Yikotin can write the get, even without a God Lady Nogab. I mean, get the Teref. If you leave out the Teref to be written by God Lady Keach, so the Teref can be written. Rav Yudah Mashmuel tells us, the Teref can be written by Chershen Yikotin even without God Lady Nogab. So that's the third chat, yes.
Couldn't there be a very simple chat around that there's a machlokas that is a machlokas, right? And Shmuel is the Rabbunah's master of God, and the Gabo, both in Torah and Tovis, and Shmuel is Kolek, and says that that's a halakha in the Torah. But Gabi Tovis, he agrees with Rabbunah. You mean that according to Rambam, the Rambam passes that the Chashid Kotin can write the Teifes.
Only if it's a God Lady Dalkabo, and if they leave out the Teref. So, who does he pass? He passes like Avinu Meshmuel. Avinu Meshmuel. And so, one second. So, if he passes like Avinu Meshmuel, and still he mentions that even when the Teref is left out to be written by God Lady Pekeach, but the Teref itself can only be written by Chashid Kotin because of the Gabo. So that means that Rav Yudah Shmuel concedes the aloche of Rabune, but Rabune does not concede the aloche of Rav Yudah Shmuel.
That's what the reason meant, the kids are mentioning both.
That's not we start off this experiment like this. Because the only reason as to why we should say that there is a machlekes is because one, why does Rashi and Adavish and Rashbo say that there is a machlekes? Why? Because Rabbune mentions one thing, doesn't mention another thing. Rav Yudah Mashmuel mentioned another thing, but doesn't mention this thing. So the Mele, they deduce from this, the Klishim, Rashi and Rashbo, that there is a machlekes. So, but the Rambam, since the Rambam mentions explicitly Rav Yudah Mashmuel's name, and he also mentions vis-a-vis the Teifes. So in Mele, we certainly have to say that Rav Yudah Mashmuel agrees with Rabbune's qualification. So once we have to say that Rabbi Levi Shmuel concedes Rabbune's qualification, so it's more misdaber to say that Rabbune also concedes Rabbi Levi Shmuel's qualification. The only reason as to why we should say that there is a machlekes is because the Pashas Loshon HaGemara is like it. Because Rabbune mentions one thing, doesn't mention Shir Matatera. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel mentioned the other thing, Shir Matatera, doesn't mention Rabban Bakato. So Leila, the Pashas, if you follow up the Pashas Loshon HaGemara, so you have to say there is a machlekes. But the Rambam certainly could not explain the Gemara literally. Because the Rambam passes Rush Shir Matatera, and still he passes that even the Teifes, so he has to go to the Nakamo. So you must say that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, even though he only mentions one qualification, but he agrees with the qualification of Rabbune. Once we have to say that, why not say that Rabbune also agrees? So we cannot, so according to Rambam, we definitely cannot explain the Gemara literally, the way the Rashbo and Rashi explain. So maybe it's more reasonable to say that one something and the other. Maro machode or maro machode. Well, this is how the Ram explains
the
Shabbat.
The Ram demands masik so strongly, it's not much that they
yeah,
do Arabic.
Oh,
they do Arabic.
No. So the Ram is masik, so
that's right.
But the Ram, you see, the Ram mentions another pshat, that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes, but each one mentions a certain halacha mikumet. So that's not so difficult. Because, you see, if each one mentions Aloch Lekuleh, so then we can understand as to why Rabbuna doesn't mention Shia Mikamatek. Because that's not important. This in itself is important. And then Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel says that as long as the Teref is written by God with the Keah, then it's fine. So then we can understand as to why he doesn't mention Godwin Valkabov, because he only mentions his Chiddush Likulei. But if we say that each one agrees with the qualification of the other, so then how is it, I mean, that in other words, so Rabbune admits, Rabbune agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel that in order that the get should be kosher, al the Chiddush should be cotton, so in addition to Godwin Valkabov, and the Teifes, so the Teref has to be shtar. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel agrees with Rabbune's deen that in addition to the Shir HaTeref, so the Teifes has to have the Godwin Valkabov. So mainly, so how is it that they split, they divide? In other words, the Gemara's kasha was, how can the get be good? How can the get be good? First of all, the Teref was not written Shmo, and then the Teifes was not written Shmo. So then Rabbune answers one half of the kasha, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel answers the other half of the kasha. That's why some Rishonim say that this sheet of the Rambam is not in consonance with the plain pshat of the Gemara. But they cannot say that in regard to the Baal Yitos pshat. Because according to Baal Yito, so it's Maro Machode or Maro Machode or Leplige Likune. So the Mele, we understand very well as to why Rabbune doesn't mention Vush Yeshiyah Zatere. Because Rabbune only wants to tell us that this Mishne can be applied to the case where the a good is Ibn al Gabo and the Harash Ibn Kotman wrote everything. Why should he tell us that it can be explained, can be applied to the case of Shia Mokamatirev without the Manu Rabo? He wants to tell us that this Mishnah can be applied to the case where the Harash Ibn Kotman wrote everything, Teifes Teref, with the Godwin Rabo. And then Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel says that this Mishnah can be applied to the case where there is no Godwin Rabo, but just that the Chereshit Bikotun, just wrote the tapes. So mainly it's all right as to why one mentions just one kinti in the Gabo and not Mishkaya Teref, because each one by itself explains Mishkaya. But according to the Rambam, each one by itself does not explain Mishkaya. So that means that the Gemara has a certain kashe, and then one Amere gave one half of the Teretz, and then the other Amele supplied the other half of the Teretz. That's why we say that it's not Mashmah. But this, the Shem say, is the Shem Zeram. Alright. So, So this is, all right, these are the three pshat in the Gemara. Now let's go over this. Let's go over this. ואמרינו בגמור המנתנו בו יקבלו לשחית הוסו מיירה סוב מנתנו בו יקבלו לשחית רב נוס מה שאין כן יקום את רבונו סוחר שנקום ששוחתו אם לא מצחים עם איסו שחיתו סוב צולו פה דקבו שני get certainly requires kavan lishmo and still by God with the gab of it's good so why couldn't the mishne the first mishne in chol accord with the rabbon of rabbosim that the shchita schum requires kavan but since it's a chen reines al gabo so maybe there is kavan that's the discussion so this is the terrence for so my rekish in lo amdi lichav lishmo and lo vir baal oh but then the mishne doesn't say we come she shochtu vachim in bagabo but because she shochtu vachim in reines so the chen are only passive observers not active agents who teach and guide and instruct the chavashim kavan. So the Mele, since they're only passive observers, so how in the world can the Hershey and Cotton have Kavone just because they are really passive observers? So the Gemara says, the Mishneh must accord with Rav Nosson, that Kavone is not even necessary. But without a Hershey is also, then we have to be a Fetchish. Maybe there was a Psalm, maybe there was Nibu Bia dying because through the five things that puzzle Druse, Chlote, Iku, I mean the five things that puzzle. But if Achim Reneison, and even though they are passive observers, but they still see that not one of the five things occurred in the course of the Shrite, so it's alright. But according to Rabbanan, it shouldn't be alright, even though the Maisa Shrite was not Kedas Vigidin. But Kabbalah is like Mashenkin here. The God, it's not just the God who is not a passive observer, he's an active agent who guides him and teaches him and instructs him. So maybe it's Lishmo. And we're there by Shkita too. If the Achirim in the Malgabo will be active agents and they'll guide the Chershon Kotni to Shech Bikavone, so then it will be good even according to Rabbonim of Rav Nosson. So he said, Hoso mai ke zema al khab ni shlo ye baum al wa kamai shlo ben ga gam ma de mazir la as nishmo wa khna ze ze khuitze ni mai khuitze khar she khar she bi fishein ob bin khri bi kot ni shum bi ish kos ob bi par she avo mit tam va bi kavon ni nu lo i poslu avo ga av yo moso ke khuitze si psu a chi is khab ni shneye mish bi bez mazir ni shlo as nishmo bi habike kot ob ta gam. Now another kasha that Thesis mentioned here, and Thesis with the same targets, he answers that kasha. Because the question is, here the Gemara says that he gets kedumit by Chershon Kotni with the Godel in Talgabo. So that means when the Godel is in Talgabo, so then it is they have kavonet. So why does the Gemara say? Now, in other words, I mean, it's another kasha. The kasha was, since the Chershon Kotni are not nideyo, and mimele Chershon Kotni are not nideyo, so mimele they have no kavone. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a special posse that the Chershes cannot be chilitz, because they cannot recite the parasha, the psukim, and the psukim and the chershes cannot recite the psukim the yivome has to recite. That's the reason why a chersh and the chershes cannot be chilitz. But without that reason, they couldn't be chilitz because chilitz requires kavone, and chersh and the kotni do not have kavone. But according to what he says here, that when the kotni is in talgabo, so that a cheresh has kavoneh. So mainly the reason is why we have to resort to the tam, because they cannot recite the psukim. In order to advise us, that even if there is a kodesh in Talgabo, who teaches the Chareshim and the Chareshes to have Kavone. So still the Chvitzi is possible. Still the Chvitzi is possible. Oh. Umiyu, Hochel God Lenin Al Gabo, Kosher Afu Abishay, Mishum Muchel Milse, Bikovet Mishmo, Shekeisiv Shmei, Mishmo, Bishemir, Bishemiro. Aber in der Chlitze, um und die Sefte, die Gomez, die Schäte Larva Chlitze, aber die Schäbeste in der Lande, die Se, die Leuninkere Milse, die Obed in Schmoch, die Gabriel. Denn dies ist eine andere Kasche. Hier, over the Gabriel Chlitze, so we say, that the reason is why Chersh and Chersh is, cannot be Chlitze. Cannot be chilitz when there is a God in the Gabbah. It's because we cannot recite the psukim. Otherwise, they could be chilitz. Why could they be chilitz? Because when a God is in the Gabbah, then they have kavoneh, and mashit that's only gabi chelish v'chelishes. But the gabi sheite that he says, he says in so many words that the sheite can never be chilitz because he has no kavoneh. So we see that only chelish and the cotton have kavone when there is God in the Gabbah. But the Sheite does not have kavone even when God is in the Gabbah. But here the Mishnah says, Hakot Sheh with Zaket Avon Cheresh and the cotton. Not only Cheresh and the cotton, but Sheite too. So this is the Teretz, it all depends. Gabbah, there is no mindset that indicates that the Sheite has kavone. As a result of the guidance given by the book. So the Bible, we say that the Sheite does not have kavone by chlitze, even with the God of the kavone. Mashim king gabi get, if the Sheite write the get. And the God will tell the Sheite, now you write the Shema Baal, Shem Yishol, Shem Yishol. And then we see that the Sheite writes, it would get the name, the proper, the correct name of the husband, of the wife. So then it's muchach that he writes it. He writes Lishmo in conformity to the instructions given by the God in the Gabbah. So then, by get, a sheites kavone is kavone with the God in the Gabbah. By chutz, a sheites kavone is no kavone even with the God in the Gabbah. Now we have to understand these cases. What is it? It's just a question of mitzias. As far as mitzias is concerned, so we have to examine the Sheite, what kind of a Sheite it is. Let's say if it's a Sheite who has no contact with reality, so first of all, it's impossible to visualize a situation that he should do the mechanical act of writing again to the names. So if the Mishnah says, Hakok Sheer Nichtim Zaget, Afim Lecher HaSheite Mikot, the Sheite can also write again with God in the Gabbah. So obviously the Mishnah does not have reference to one who is a total Sheite, who is completely, who has no sense and who has no contact with reality. If he has no contact with reality and he has no sense, so then it's impossible that he should write. He should do the mechanical act of writing. So we are, so the Mishnah obviously has reference to a Sheite who has something. It's not that he's completely devoid of das, but who has something. But Al-Pidini is a Sheite. Al-Pidini is a Sheite. Let's say, according to the Rambam, so it's very easy to visualize it. Because according to the Rambam, someone can be the biggest genius and have a din of a Sheite. If he's a Sheite of the Rechot, if let's say he just suffers from a persecution complex. So, but he can be very smart and in everything else except in that area where he has that complex. So he's the smartest person in the world. So Al-Pidini has a din, he has a din of a Sheite. But he has a din of a Sheite. So the Mishnah says, in regard to such a Sheite, if he got with him in Al-Gabbah, so then the get is a good get. And the same thing is true, let's say, of cotton. I mean, when the Mishnah says cotton, it doesn't mean a cotton who is 1 year old or 2 years old. It means a cotton who is 10 years old. Who has that? But still, without the Godlim Dagabon, so then his Kabone is no Kabone. So, in other words, so we have to say, it's not just a question of Mitzias. So it will be very difficult to determine the Mitzias in each individual case. The answer is, as far as the Mitzias is concerned, so if the Cheresh is a Cheresh who has Das, if the cotton is a cotton who has Das, tell your child, he has Das. So, and if the Sheite is not a kind of a Sheite who is completely devoid of Das, but he is a Sheite that our Putin is a Sheite. But he has Das. So then, Bimtzies, so he could write, he could have Kavod Mishmo even without Kavod Vagabov. Why? He must have Kavod Vagabov. And the cotton, so Kavod Vagabov means that he stands at the time of the Ksive. But suppose the cotton gives him instructions, he gives him guidelines, and tells him. And then the cotton goes to another place, the Kavod Vagabov is not there, but the Kavod Vagabov gave him all the instructions, then it will not be. Godwin Vagabov means Godwin Vagabov managed. Why? But as far as the Miridalme is concerned, as the Mitzias is concerned, does it make a difference whether the Godwin stands on top of him, or the Godwin is in another room, or is in another city? But he already gave him all the instructions, and he enlightened him. The answer is, just as according to the So the Aruche, the reason why God Rav Gabo is good, Rav Yehine explains the Gemara of Olam Yedem. So the Gemara's question is, and even if the Kotin happens to be Shlomo HaMelech himself, that we know that he writes the Shmo. Suppose the Kotin is a big Odu and he knows all of Yilchas Geirah, much better than all the Godwin Lagavos. So still, the Morris Kashi is, well, how did they move? Just as the Cotton's Das is out of the move gates, no Das, so his Kavone is no Kavone. So even if he's the biggest Godwin, so the get should be possible. So Rabbune, who showed Godwin Lagavos. So Rabbine says, in view of the fact that by get, it is the Baal that affects the Shmo, because it is the Baal who has to write the Shmo. Because that is reference to the Baal, not to the Sefer, as Tesis says, but to the Baal. And the reason is why a Sefer can also write, and Rabbi Yehuda says in some words, that it requires Shlichas, even though the longness of Rabbi Yehuda could be applied without Rabbi Yehuda saying that it requires Shlichas. But the fact is that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rebbe that Tesis Aget requires Shlichas. That's the fact. He says so. So the reason is why the Sefer can also write, because of the Shliches, Mitzad HaBaal, so then it's considered that the Baal knows the Shmo. And who affects the Shmo is the Baal. And we see that Chizer on Garishbei, Rav Nachman says, in Ashoyach. Why? Because the Baal didn't mean to be mivatel to get itself. He only meant to be mivatel to Shliches. So if he decides again to use the same get, he can do so. But even the Baal at the time of the Beatles says, I am mivatel to get itself, not just the Shliches. And then he changes his mind again. And he wants to use the get. So then many of the Shem say, he cannot use the get. Why? Because he was mivatel to get itself. How can he mivatel to get itself? Suppose a Sefer, who writes a Sefer Torah, Bishmo, everything. Then, after I finish writing, he'll say, I'm mivatel the Sefer Torah. So, I mean, it's like being tzeveach, that one is mivatel the maaseh that he did. But only by get he can be mivatel, because it's the Baal who affects Bishmo, through his Das. And the Bishmo requires Das Abah. Not just Kavones Abah, but Das Abah. So, the Melee, he can be mivatel the get. He's mivatel the Bishmo. So, when the Gemara says, Musho Yevodim Pagabo, that means that the Godwin Pagabo is the Shuyach of the Baal. And who is Mechavi the Mishmo? The Godwin Pagabo. So, naturally, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Godwin Pagabo means that he must be over him, standing over him. What does the Kherjim Kotin do? He just does the mechanical act of life. The mechanical act, that's all. But the kavone of Mishmo is done by the Kotin Lagabo. And who is the Shuyach? Not the Kherjim Kotin, they cannot be Shluchim. He, the Kotin Lagabo, is the Shuyach. But one thing we see from Rabbi Yehuda, that Ruhush Oyvon Agabov means that he must be standing there, not just giving instructions. So the Mele, even David Hashem, who say that it's the Kotten who is Mechavim Valishmo, but as far as the meaning of Godel Agabov is concerned, it means the same thing, only if the Godel stands near him, not if the Godel just gives him a lesson. And then he goes away, and the cotton is all by himself. Then it wouldn't be good according to Tesis either. Why not? Monefsha. If it's just a question of Tzias, the answer is, when the Gemore es the kashe volab niteyaninu, so the Gemore has reference even to a cotton who happens to be a woman who knows what has been Hashem. Still the Gemore asks, volab niteyaninu, a 12-year-old cotton. So, who knows what has been Hashem? He knows it better than the Sefer. So still the Gemara's kasha is volav nedeinu. Why? Because since a kotni al-tadin is no ben das, and this das is no das, so the Gemara said in the machshir esyum that his kavone is no kavone either. His kavone is no kavone either. Is no kavone either. So the Gemara says, v'yuhusho yogit godol dagavo. So then, since a godol tells him, a Godel tells him, now write this get, Mishima Baal, Shimon ben Yosef, and Mishima Nisho, Chochem Bas Shimon, and Mishima Yoshim. And then, and he writes, and then any observer who will be observing, who will be watching, that how the Godel instructs the Kotel how to write, and they'll also watch, and they'll take notice how the Kotel writes with the names. So, what will be his conclusion that the Kotel wrote this wrong? Without knowing anything about the IQ of the Kotel. If he just happens to be in the room, any observer who happens to be in the room, together with the Kotel in Vagabov and the Kotel, and he hears how the Kotel instructs the Kotel, and how the Kotel follows the instructions, what will be his conclusion that this Kotel wrote this wrong? So Mele, since it's machshavte in keres v'tichmaso, that he has kavone, so Mele the kavone of the cotton is alpidine kavone. And this is what Teisa says in Chol, that mentions from the Yerushalmi in Trumes, that the cotton's kavone is a kavone if it's machshavte in keres v'tichmaso. But if machshavte is not in keres v'tichmaso, even though Klapishmai is galia that the cotton had all the kavone, so then his kavone is no kavone. His kavone is no kavone. So in other words, in order that the kotel's kavone should be kavone, so it has to be machshavte in keres v'tichmaso. So, mimele, Teisa says, there is a distinction between chuitze and get in regard to sheite. Because in regard to sheite, so by get, where the kotel tells him, and then he writes names. So then, even vis-à-vis Sheite, it's machshavte in keres v'tichmaso. But by Chuitze, since there is nothing, there's no evidence that the Sheite really conforms to the instructions given by the God. So what do we see? I mean, the Sheite, what does he do? The Sheite, that he stretches out his leg. I mean, what do we see? His shoe, he stretches out his shoe. So that doesn't prove that the Sheite is really Mechave. So even though Klapishmai is Galia, that he is Mechave. But since we don't have any proof, any real proof, I mean, evident proof, tangible proof, not the kind of proof, let's say, that is done by psychological tests. That's not a tangible proof. In other words, there has to be proof inherent in the circumstances, not proof that is deduced from extraneous circumstances, because a certain psychological test is given. So by get, there is inherent proof in the circumstances that the Sheite conforms to the instructions of the God of Israel. Mashiach in Bachut says there is no inherent proof in the circumstances, in the present circumstances. So maybe it's not considered Machshavte in Keres v'tichmaso. So even though it's called Shmai is Galil in the shape of Het Kamone, so his Kamone is no Kamone. Mashen Kim Bizabu Yecheresh, and the Kotin, so even by Chulitze, so it's evident, no one will have any speeches that Het Kamone. So it is Mashaf in the Kamone. Alright. Vim Tema, Vakate, Lav Nishlichas Ninu, my Mahani Kodmin Lagabo, וישלים אדומים נשליחת בקסיבה ובכל שפה בבעל כוי אלו עשיים ו... The shita of the Lee is, in many places, that Ksiris Adet requires Shlichas, because when the Torah says Mikosav, it is reference to the Baal. The reason is why the Sefer can write again is because on the basis of Shlichas on the Kemesis. So in Mele, according to the Lee, a Chersh is important, couldn't write again. So, in Rahame, when Rabune says, Vihusho, you wrote in the Gamor, so according to the Lee, according to the Lee, Rabune is applying the Mishnah according to Rameya, who says that the Chesime Kasi, so in the Raisi, the Chesime doesn't even have to be Yishmo. But with Rabune holds, even according to Rameya, it has to be Yishmo. So Mele, so it got a couple of it's good, since it's only the Rabbanos, it doesn't require Sechel. Mashenkei, according to Rabbanzer, so no good with Rabbanos will not be effective according to him. That's the Rishite, but this is not like him. So Mele, Tetzes has to say that Ksiles Abel doesn't require Sechel. He should have been speaking to Ksile, because of Abel, Koyer, Sechel. But Abel, we can't talk to him, we say, Ksile, we have to know about you, children. אלו שמלו שלו יציבה, הבאו לחושב לשמור, אלו חושב סלום לאו פוסל, ואי שלא בגלל שכאן, גם אם הוא יזמוך, ועוד עולה בריש כל הגן, ניקוס רחמון, ניקוס רחמון, ניקוס רחמון, תהי, פירוש כוס הפריגרי, שיש שתי במימח, ולא ביו כוס הבוא, לא אם ישמדה הבאו צורך לכתב, אלו כשמו נכתב בגלל שנדעו, אלו לאחר, ועוד עולה לי, and in other words, when it was written for one year, שזה שלה, and not for the bar, so the male, so the male, it's not good. We all don't know the Ilya Chayim, we should go and get them out of time. Ilya, you should have seen the course, I'm walking into the course of the way, but I'm not so soft. The bin on sich, the bitch of Uyo, the Yite, the Hoche, after we have the bitch of Uyo, we need the Shalom. So that is the Shite, that the course of the reference in the Sefer, and the Xivas Adye doesn't require Shiches, but one thing is clearly in the congregations, though it doesn't require Shiches, but it requires Tzivu. And without Tzivu, the Lishmo is no Lishmo. Why does it require Tzivu? Again, for the same reason. Because even though it doesn't require Shliches, but it is the Baal effects of Lishmo. According to the reader, it requires Shliches, so the Baal effects of Lishmo by the Maisek Tzive being done by the Baal Lishmo. And according to cases, it doesn't require Shliches, so the Baal effects of Lishmo by directing the same felt to like Lishmo. This is how the Baal affects the Lishmo of the Get. What does it mean, it affects the Lishmo of the Get? It affects the Lishmo of the Get, and that means, and that's why the Baal can even be battered. What does it mean, the battered Lishmo? What is it? He just denies the Metzias. It's not shy to say that the Halacha says that the person can run counter to the Metzias. If the Get was written Lishmo, so what does it mean, the Baal says, no, I'm a Baal. What is he a Baal? He couldn't be mevatel the ksila shel hatir lishmo. The answer is lishmo is a chaleis in the get itself. What does it mean, lishmo? Lishmo means by writing the get lishmo. So then this get becomes reserved for the gerashim of this issue from this bar. It's a reservation that is made. How do you make a reservation? You call up over the telephone. But this is not the way to reserve the get for a certain gerashim. The get becomes reserved for this bow and this ishah and this gerashim by virtue of the kavona lishmo. And then the bow has to do it. So in other words, when the bow directs the sefer to write the get lishmo, so then the get that is ultimately written becomes reserved for this gerashim, for this Baal and for this Ishaw. And then the Baal later on is mevatel the get. So in other words, in effect he said, I don't want that this get should be reserved for myself and my wife for divorcing her now. I don't want. So mele the Lishmo is spoken. That's the pshat of Lishmo. Alright. Vintei Bavuam, this is Minu. So Gemara says the next moment that if it, that an eved cannot become shliach, why? Even though an eved is a member, so he could be shliach, but by get he couldn't be shliach. Now there is a machlekes shemini. According to the Rimigash, an eved is only possible to be a shliach mekabod. But most shemini hold that an eved is possible even as a shliach mekabod. So it's aloche. So it's aloche that by get even an eved who in kolater kule is wrong to be shliach because he is in the bris. He goy cannot be shliach in kolater kule, but an eved in kolater kule can be shliach because he is in the bris. But by get shliach is aloche. He has to be ben chrises, and since he is an eved, not ben chrises, he cannot be shliach. So this is because he assumes that just as there is such a requirement in the shliches of Gersh, that he has to be a bekrises, so there is also such a requirement in the ksive of the get, that he has to be a bekrises. wie Kinder aber lassen Christen nun, wie je Schleimach, wir schieben den Christus. So Jesus says even in the Talmud, that this requirement of the Christus, that is true of Schliches, is the true of Schliches, is true of Chesides Aget too. But, a Nevek is not even Christus, because a Nevek is Mufke of Gesh, Mashiach, Chayashit, Mikot, he's not Mufke. At this stage, at this moment, he cannot be Megarish. But when he grows up, he will be Megarish. And Cheresh too, even though Cheresh, so he's not destined, you know, to become cured, but it's only because of that condition. But if that condition will be cured, he will be able to be Megarish. And the Shaitan, if he will regain his doubts, so he will be able to be Megarish. So the Gavri is a Gavri of Megarish. But in this state, he cannot be. So in many ways, he can write it. Wie ist das, wenn ich für sie und ich war Gott nicht alle Schäden, aber nicht wissen. Aber Kosche, die Maschma, wo ich Postel in die Chobi, Elo, mich schmied und eigentlich nach die Chobi, wie typisch, wie das, was ich morgens ist, wie typisch, wie war nicht wissen, und man soll ich mal was für die Preise bekommen, die Postel. Wie hier, die Scheich und Wissen von nicht wissen, so now, so at first, this is that it was, that Xilis Aget also is subject to the requirement of the Christians. But the Chereshit Mukot needs the Christians. Nowadays they say only Shlichas and Eides are subject to the requirement of the Christians. But Xilis Aget is not even subject to the requirement of the Christians. So it's two separate Shittas. The first Teretz represents one Shittin Teses, and the second Teretz represents another Shittin Teses. Oh, we need a good shaykh, we need a good shaykh, we need a good shaykh, we need a good shaykh. But most of the shaykh, on the second washing cases. And they agree the first washing cases. That Ksiris Aget is also subject to the requirement of the cases. But this is Tesis Shittin, the second washing. Now Tesis starts discuss, explaining the Gemara according to the Rishi. According to the Rishi. Now the Rishi is that Ksiris Aget requires Shlichas. So many Chereshit couldn't try to get even with what went back up. Had he agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Yehine that the Shlichas is to be directed to the good one back up, not to the case, so there the Rabbi could still explain the Gemara that way, even though he holds that the Christ Shlichas. But the Rabbi holds, he disagreed with Rabbi Yehine. The Rabbi holds, you cannot separate the mechanical act of writing from the Kavon Lishma. I mean, the Kavanah Lishmo has to be imminent in the act of writing. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, we have a big chiddush. You can separate the mechanical act of writing from the Kavanah Lishmo. The mechanical act of writing is done by the Chereshit Mukot. The Lishmo is realized by the Kavanah Lishmo. It's a big chiddush. So the Rabbi is chiddush. You cannot separate one from the other. One is imminent. Al-Petit, one has to be imminent in the other. So the Mele, seeing the God Mele Al-Gabo, who can be Ishmael, he doesn't do the mechanical act of writing. So the Mele, there is no Ishmael. There is no Ishmael. So the Mele, that he says, read him around the song, so the Tzimu name of Ishmael, it's not the Rameya, the sound that I told the Rameya, now the Dino, Ishmael, Ishmael, the Rabbanon. In other words, and why does Jesus say this all night? Not because actually, according to the Rishi, so Rabune, this is how Rabune said it at the end too. But Jesus says this all night because according to Rab Nachman, so according to Rab Meir, it was Vashki's question. So Ksile does not require Ishmael in Rabban. And according to Rab Yudah Mashmuel, So Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel holds that the Mishneh calls with Rav Lezer. And the reason as to why the Cheresh is a Kotin can lie is because the Mishnah has referenced the case where the Telef was written by Yigod Lebekeach. By Yigod Lebekeach. By Yigod Lebekeach. But according to Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, according to Remeir, so the Telef can be written by the Cheresh. But Mashmuel says the Mishnah does not accord with Remeir. So that means that only Rabunia holds that even according to Rav Meir, so with Rabbanon, Ksivas HaGet require Mishnah. But Rav Nachman disagrees, and Rav Yudah Bar Shmuel disagrees, so we don't pass like Rabbanon in there. So that's why Tesvis uses Moshe Saltadayton. Not that Rabbanon, it was only Rabbanon Saltadayton. And then he was crazier. Rabbanon was not crazier. But we don't, because the other Rabbanon were Chelka Rabbanon. And they say Rav Nachman is Chelka Rabbanon, Rabbi Yudah Bar Shmuel is Chelka Rabbanon. And they say that according to Rav Meir, Ksivas HaGet does not require Lishmoy in Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon. So that's why he says Sagraito. But according to Rabbune, even Rav Meir agrees that in Rabbanon, Ksivas HaGet has to be Lishmoy. So he says, the Zilman is Ksivas HaGet in Rav Meir, is Sagraito, but Rav Meir doesn't mean Ksivas Lishmoy in Rabbanon. The guy is not seen with the same way, who make your rabbinic God of the Gabo, who may have that will be shaded to eat with it. Keep him to the Havel in the Rabbono. I will have a desert if we exceed the right to reach more, we may have the Havel in the Gabo. My friends, who for a man of ice and victory in the common possible, who master was from here, who in the Christian in the Havel, who shall be common by the Lavchiko, who possible have gone on the Gabo, a few of the mayor. Hold on, Ramah, and the price between the common possible and Blenzer. We know him coming with Busse, the Havel Bishop, the Das, Lisa. We are in the Heresh of the Cotton. You soon will be Ibn on Schlichas. Why does Tesis say Ibn on Schlichas? Not that there are really any subject. There are so many Tesis that mention that according to the reading it requires Schlichas. But Tesis doesn't want to commit itself on that question right now. So he says Ibn on Schlichas. Wie wo ich bin ich nicht heißt noch einen Holen die Post noch holen ich will her sich kurz nicht schämen die wollen mir noch aber und ich schäme die Wanne Post wo ich lütze wir gehen Masch Pada für mich mehr so gleich wo ich sehe ich schwamm der Abonnen so wie Boss hat er ich in der Masse ist ich habe mehr vor ich aber wann ich komme da ich nach ich komme wo ich mir den er nach abschau der hast du sagt da ich aber für mich wo ich sehe ich schwamm der Reise wo wir sehen wir uns Ich habe mehr so weit, because I'm a koi achsim in Name. Ich habe mehr so weit, achsim in Lechune koi. Mit die Poi chodel, Rav Nachmi, because I will nicht schmom, weil ich sie sage, mach mal die Robo, in Rami, die Rahune, darf ich sie mir boi Rav Meir. Darf ich sie mir boi Rav Meir, because I, und wie sie posten, mal ich sie mir Lechune. Wir hören nicht nach. So how could Rahune assume that according to Rav Meir, both are required to be schmom in Reise. Ksiven, Ksiven, and it's like a beauty shite. We all need now a little talk, she has to go to the kosher, my like a shia of Matina. Vash the poem, we will have made him in the new clown, as a Nachman, the nice friend, the common apostle, she has led there. And as this, the mayor, the Ksiven, and Shmo, the cotton, why do you call him? In Nam, we look at the cotton, she has a Nam, she has led there. And the day, that the Kherish, the cotton, she will. And the day, that the Because we're in the dark hour. I would say, so that cannot accord with the Rishite. That cannot accord with the Rishite. Why? Because according to it requires Shlichas. Unless we'll say that this can also accord with the Rishite. And here, Tesis is in line with the wonders of Rabbi Yemen. That even though Ksivas HaGet Lishmo requires Shliches, still you can separate the Kavon Lishmo from the mechanical act of writing. Well, the day that the Kavon Lishmo is not going to be the Kavon. I would say that you know, because we're coming away, we're coming to the Kosher, as it's a mayor, for the Shaper, we think she had died in Possum Coffin, other of the leading, return of the Rachel Possum, El Shinrasia, as in Amor Ablaza, with the mayor, who poly go Pada in the Homer died in Ashikovi, Bahabu, the Possum, the mayor of Apoches, with Rabonon, we go to Emilok. All right, so this is where we're in.
Gittin Shirpei Arsivan.
Gimel Sivan Hitov Shin Lamed Tes, June 28th, 1979, and Thursday.
Gimel Dale. Now, I would like to have one Shia finish the page on Sunday, and then the Neder starting Monday to have every day Shia. حتی که این گوها به زگه خود مخیر شده بکار ویسومه به اتخاب. So everyone که از کاشه to be a shuya for a get except خیر شده بکار این سومه به اتخاب کیلو اکاتن ویهید دو خیر ویهید کیلو اکاتن ویهید خیرش به نسبتا سومه به نسبتا שייטה ונשטפה ובכחובר ונסגרי הפוסט. In other words, suppose בשעשריה he was a post but בשעש הגודל he's a kosher so he's post. אבו תיקח ונסחריש וחוזר ונסמק פסוח ונסתמה וחוזר ונסמק שופו ונשטפה וחוזר ונשטפה kosher. זה הכלל כל שתחלוסי ניסי ודידעס he's kosher. So the הלוכה היא נסליקה בי with the Shlichus, the halacha is that he has to be Tchilose Misefe Bikashas. Chut Mishav Bikotin Gom Hosh, the Kulik Iba Kot Mer Abal Leimich V'Higdil Kini Shemos Bishle Mechara Shem Bikotin Dilav Nideyani. So Rashi says Dilav Nideyani with the Shlichus Ish Binon ולוי קוט וישליחס נפקלוי מייקחולם אי סלו ביסופיס איך הוא מקיח לקוט so החר של ביקוט נזדת ניש נזדת ניש ולכחובי נאמה דלאב ברטאיר so רשי שזה דלאב ברטאיר דלאב ברטאיר דאים להם בידוש ונגיד נדעי הגיבה ובמיד לנאב של יחוזר we want to remember the Chus Lachini, but there is another psuk as to why in the Chovim cannot be a Shliach because it's not even priest. But by get, so there are two reasons as to why an Akum cannot be a Shliach. One is because he's not even priest, and the other one is because he's not a Bitteras Kitten of Dushi. Why does Why does the Gemara mention that? After all, Mashlochachem Nibris, Matim Nibris, Mashlochachem Nibris, the answer is because there is a big Nakimine. If it is just because of a Ben Bris or an Eben Dizi Ben Bris. But the Gemara says, Rabase, Omar Rabbi Yechel says, further in the Gemara, in the Eben Nasi Shliach, the Kabul Yatisha Miyabai, which there is Gidden of Dushin, So even if it naimi is not called to be Shliach again, in Kolatere Kulen if it naimi can be Shliach. So that's because of the additional reason, because of any material inclusion. But as far as Enochri is concerned, there are two reasons as to why Enochri cannot be Shliach in Get. One is because any of the priest, and one because of a special Aloch in Get, any material inclusion. Alright. Why should a blind person be in the role for Shmichas? Om Rafshes, if he should be the day I'm in the day, when they say. So Rafshes says that it's not Ipsuagu. Akum Chereshim Nikotni is Ipsuagu for Shmichas. But Psume, a blind person, is not Ipsuagu. Because the Mitzies, he cannot he cannot carry out the shlichus. He cannot make a good observation, and he cannot a good observation from whom he picked it up, and he cannot make a good observation to whom he delivers it. Maskev lo rav yezid, heichsum emut abishi. So if you say that in order to make an accurate observation, so he must be. He should not be blind. So יישום של יוסף אינשטיין, הילך מלודו, מותורים משסייה מלילו, אלו בתביעי סייני ניקולה, הוכנעמי בתביעי סייני ניקולה. So we see that תביעי סייני ניקולה is a reliable test. ניקולה תביעי קולה. So the male, and why should not the Sume be capable of serving the Shriach by yet? Elo Maravis, Hoche Bechutz Lorech Haskin, Diboy Ritter, Ufanei Nechta, Ufanei Nechta, Ulimot Zalemeim. So the reason as to why the Sume cannot serve the Shriach by yet, because Mishnah is reference to the Shriach, I mean, getting the Zayam. So he has to say, from the Echtab, and from the Echtab. And if he's Isume, he cannot say, from the Echtab, and from the Echtab. Because he doesn't see it. Omle Abaye, El Mato, Poshuach, and Isname, Dimotzo, Oma. So it's only in regard to the Rie, but in regard to that, but there is no Psul for Isume to be Ishura. In the fulfillment of Ishura, I mean, it's not a question of Agode here. In the fulfillment of Shlichas, there is no psul. So the male, Eve at the time when he witnessed the signing of the dividing, so he was not blind, and then he became blind at the time he delivered the gift. So then he should be cautioned. But the Almighty said, "Mr. Batzom, how can we go there? Because the Mishpatim are not going to go there. So the Mishpatim are not going to go there. Why do we go to Mishpatim? Because time is the Mishpatim. How do we go to Mishpatim? So the Mishpatim are not going to go there. So the that if someone was not Isume at the time of the writing and the signing of the get, and he became Isume before he delivers, he has to deliver the get to the Mishnah, so there is caution. But why does the Mishnah mention the case of Sume, of Posuach Nistana, because of Nispatach? Because the other psulim, are psulim because of the psulim are good. So over there, it has to be closely the same in the kasha. So in the name of vis-a-vis sume, we don't require closely the same in the kasha. But he mentioned that example. Omar Vashem, the name of the Torah, that was closely the same in the kasha. Kosha. But we got only kosha, closely the same in the kasha. Kosha. Shman. So only we got a cheresh, only we got a cheresh, we say, only that by cotton sachaya, I mean, if cotton is gathered and chosen is cotton, that's Bimsias. That's Bimsias sachaya. But he only mentions those Sunni who are possible because they are in the day. So there we require that it should be close in the city of the Kashas. Hold the Chosen Mishnah, they will be talking about the Kashas. They can answer Tone daf ya chosam ispat, tone say, al me, heyich et time we should day, or we don't feel we say, al sumo la time we should day, we will be not feel we say, al tchilo lechud, al tchilo lechud, mozal mima pole necha, di bisume name daf ke, de, neisne, di bisume we also require chosam ispat in kashas, neisne kol shmos ispat in kashas. Now, let's see the thesis. But I said before, So Gemara refutes that, because if you say that in common, it is also a good criteria. But the Gemara does not refute this premise that he has to know Miminate Luminase. So become Ashman with Torah Shiyaka Ashtia, so they are bound as a Yishma. Yishma Yishlechal. Maybe, generally, you don't have to be Maki. The Dav Kesume, She Yochei La'atese, Yishlochei Sheiz Hashem Yif. Now, Ho Adina Hagab Lechod Al Nisbach, Vihod Oma V'Yishlechu, Ho Yeh Yidei Alei, Eides, Achal Nistam, V'Nistam, Posol Eides. Posol Eides. Shano Ochel, the Gabigate, after Nishan events, take that after Summa Nikore Goma Ochel, El Summa Mayro. So Tesis says the Kashi, Tesis gives a very simple parent. Tesis says, here, in regard to Summa, Gemara says we don't require for specific kashas, but Gemara upasvein without eidus, so Gemara requires chilos and specific kashas. Chilos and specific kashas. So Jesus gives a very simple talent that gabi eidus so sume is ipsulagu. Just the scherish in the company is ipsulagu gabi shliches. So Gemara we require for specific kashas. Masheim ke sume gabi shliches. It's not a tragu, it's only because he cannot save for a lechtam for a lechtam. But if the time of the riyah he was not a sume, so he can save for a lechtam for a lechtam. And here we don't require that the shliach of the get should be kosher eidus, even though he has to say that agoda for a lechtam for a lechtam, because we see all psulim amema. That's a very simple fact. However, there is one mandoma who says that in certain ages a sume is kosher, in certain ages a sume is not kosher. So one says that in ages al gabi kalim gabi karke, so he is kosher because it can be mechave in the matzone, the borders. But in other Eides, it's not kosher. And then Gemara comes to the conclusion that Pesuach Nistama is possible no Eides. So, Mishmoche Pasimu Pesuach Nistama Biare Ikarak Ava Gav Nimoz Mechav Eides Matzchone Uvigulim Yasorot Ava Gorbo Uvinaschem Eides Mishmoch Iso Kiliyizem Pirat Ishnei Yei Shoyim Ahosom Ayetayim Yishon Bilmo Mechav Roshah ואפילו תהיה במוצא מרחב, יקרנים על מוזר אבונו. אבל כפי שעומדים לכתוב כמה יגיעים סביון וכשהיא פסועה, אבל כשהיא נסתם מקום של יוצא גדע תרסיות, יוכל אימא הגדע של יוד לפנח לפנח. ואפילו אם מדבר בגלל סגינון, הוכל אישה יכולים לראות שלך, so there is a very strange, it's very strange, this run. This run appears to be saying, first of all, there is one motion in this run, that me the right say, פלטה פולה, so פסועה ונסתם he was not a sume, and later Bishasagode is a sume, so the Rais is kosher eidus, and only the Rabbonon is possible. So the male, since it's only the Rabbonon, so here this Rabbonon, the Rabbonon doesn't apply. And then the other notion is that the Rais is possible for the Kule, in the Sof, or Sode, in the Sof, or Godin, in the Sof Nasre. So, but with Raisa, but not because of this Pesulagu. But the reason is why Pesulag Nistame is possible in other ages is because it's not reliable. Mashinkin here, it is reliable. And that's very strange. Because from the Gemore, it appears, the Maskon of the Gemore is that Pesulag Nistame is Pesulagu. תקוף חופכי תמדאו שולח לרבה ולרבי איסי בחון הויו ידיע לגיד הסקר כי עד שלו נסתמה ונסתמה פוס so רבה בסן to רבי איסי בחון suppose someone הדריה אני נסקר that way it's a sword that could be sold let's say this sudden This is Yisodim. He sold Yisodim to Shimon. Then he became blind. By the time of that good, he is already blind. So Rabbi said he is supposed to be made. Since Bishas HaKodesh is blind, even though Bishas HaKodesh was not blind, he is possible. Ushmuel Omar Koshe, Efshel Inechav Matzchem. Because he can, since he witnessed this Indian while he was not blind, and now he has to testify, so he can point out with the borders. Shidei lechavin amitzodim sheish li simonim mishor sodeis hasmuch lidavet v'chesam. Listen. This is what Shmuel says. So it's an avu grimelot. But suppose he knows an edes and a beggar, and then at the time of that God is blind, so he's not reliable, because maybe he will not be able to identify. Karake can be identified how he borders. But in Begir, if he's blind, he might not be able to identify. True, he saw a certain Begir was sold by Ruben to Shimon. But how does he know how to identify this Begir? He doesn't see, so he cannot. So in other words, he has to give a description. So the description, since he is blind at the time of that body, so the description is not very reliable. In regard to Karake, the description is reliable because he can identify it with the continuous lines. Through the continuous lines. But in the beggar, it's not so easy to identify. So we see the Rafshesh Soma Rafi Uklime, Efshabi Mechabim Yasokim Yasore, Abu Naskalo, the Rafopo Rafi Naskal, Efshabi Mechabim Yasmishvalezo. So from all these Abroim, we see that there is no Psul of Sule as such. In respect to that God. If there is a psul of sumeh as such in respect to that God, regardless whether the testimony is accurate, reliable or not, so why did he say Efshem Mechav this, Efshem Mechav that? He's puzzled. The answer is, according to this Amroi, there is no psul in the sumeh in regard to that God as such. But the only psul is because he might not be reliable on account of his blindness. So that's the child. Is it reliable? If not, then the more as a kasha, may the hoyo in the early babies as a nasa hasone, in asa hasone, the care of his harish, for suah in his stomach, shop of the start of Kosovo, I will be the babies as a nasa hasone, in asa hasone, may so be the care of his harish, the hot of his father. He said, for suah in his stomach, the hot of his father, shop of the start of hot of the start of kosha, there are clown, coast was in city the pastor as possible, philosophy city kasha as kosha. So we see that it's a general principle that an A has to be kosher at the time of the day and time of that day. So it should be, and it applies to Summa as well. Pesuach when he's standing because of his father. So the youth did the Kuvah. The youth. So it's more refutes all these Amoroi. So in other words, we see that Summa is just like Chere, Sheite, Kotni. In other words, he has to be a not blind at the time of the real time of that body. So how can the man make the distinction that is all right according to Rababe, according to Shmuel, who assumed that there is no psuahu in his sume, in respect to that body. But it's only a question of reliability, of accuracy. Can he identify? Can he not identify? But the more mentions in Taisei, that with Rabbi Sume he also has to be in the city of the Kashres. So to you, so we call Hanan. So we see that it's Ipslabu. So how can you distinguish between Sume and the other two? He says here, Yesh Nima Hotz by the time we should give the Mechava or Shabbat. But you tell me what's in the Chave, it will remain now because the Rabbon on our petition can be Kamei, in some of the Kishi Kusua, after Kishi Stama, Yochalim against the Rabbon. So he has two Mishayas now. One is that he believes what they call it on the Rabbon. So what's the Pshat with the Yud today? Because in the Rabbon, there is a Aloche of Tchonosin Sirib Kashas. Why? So what's the Aloche? So according to that Rosh in the Rabbon, mit Reize, there is no psua guf for his sume in respect to that one. Mit Reize, the whole psua guf, that is mit Reize, it's only psuri, in other words, that is a real of his sume is not a real. Now you ask, why is the real of his sume not a real? Because he cannot see. But how about certain things that can be perceived not through the medium of vision? Suppose two aiding and they come and they say they were standing behind the fence, and then they heard that Reuven was bowing. That Reuven said to Shimon, maybe you lend me $1,000. And Shimon said, they couldn't see because there was a fence interposed. So they heard how Shimon is saying, that I'm giving you $1,000. And Reuven said, thank you so much for giving me now $1,000. As a whole. So that would be the yes, even though they didn't see a thing. It was all perceived through the sense of hearing. And how about, let's say, an Ades, against someone who was Mikagi, or Mikal of Vime, or Mikal Echad in Israel, so there's a few Malkes. Suppose they don't see, they just hear. So they could be Mikhail and Mise, and that's the Awache. So to say Nikola is just as a reliable criteria as vision. So we have to say the Teilach Rami, not that Rie must be grounded in the sense of vision. Rie can be grounded in the sense of vision, it can be grounded in the sense of hearing too. Hearing means observing. It doesn't make any difference how they observe, whether they observe through vision or through hearing. So, but the aloche, apparently, according to the second Roshim Daran, that there is no psu haguf of psu. Kore is a psuagu, but Sume is not a psuagu. The halacha is that the real of a sume is a real psu. The real of a sume is a real psu. So not a psuagu. So the mele the halacha of tefilas v'sidri kashves doesn't apply. The halacha of tefilas v'sidri kashves only applies when there is a certain psuagu. Now, but the price says Yiftri Kolhane, because the Gemara says Yiftri Kolhane, because of the price that says that the Dabisume also has to be for Sisi Kashas. So according to the second question around, that's only the Rabbon. So with Rabbon, Sume is a Psulagu. But with Raise, Sume is not a Psulagu. With Raise, the Aloche is that a Rio of a Sume is possible. So the minute there's no application to Hagore. But with Rabbanon, Sume is a Psalagu. So the Mele, if he's a Sume, Pshasagote, he's also possible. That's the second question. And the first question holds that Midraise cannot testify. But not because Midraise is a Psalagu. Midraise, the first question also holds that Midraise, there is no Psalagu for Sume. It's only Aloche that the Rio of Isume is a Rio Psalo. The Rio of Isume. But if someone is Isume, so then he cannot rely on his Agode, because it's difficult to identify for him. So the Mele, he can mislead us, even though he's not possible. And even though the Rie was the Hersha, but since he has to testify as to a Rie, so whenever you testify as to a certain subject matter. So if you testify as to a certain lot, so you have to identify the subject. How will you be able to identify? There are ways of identifying, but all these by identifying a lot through the contiguous lots, so it's not very reliable. So it's a being in the reliability of that body, not that the God is possible. But there is a psu. So that is only a psu in the real isume. The real isume is possible. So this is what we have to say in the Rambam, but that's a very strange. Now, well, but of course the other Rishonim, they hold, I mean, Pesach, for example, here says very simply that over there it's a question of Hades and Sumi Zipsuagu. So maybe we apply the aloche of Tavosis in the Kashkas. Mashiach in here, it's not a question of Hades, it's a question of Shlichas. And true, he testifies through the Shliach, but the Chachomim or Mati, Machshir, all the Psuri, Ishe, Korev, everybody. So the Mele, there is no Psuagu. So and as far as Shlichas is concerned, there is certainly no Psuagu in Shlichas by Yisum. By Chershid, yes. But not by the Sukkot. That's the issue. But the Ramshi there is a big thing. Now, what is the Psul of Sukkot? What is the Psul of Sukkot? We see from the Gemara in Bobasra, that Sukkot is possible. But every Psul of Eides has to have the Mokyo on the Torah. So, what is the Psul? So the Rambam mentions that, Milcha says this. The Rambam in Perek Tes in Chassidus Halacha Aleph says Asor min pasrasi Kol mi shenim tzu biyachol mea rupes leitz Vili anoshim ba'avodim ba'ktanim ba'shikim ba'chershim ba'asum Ba'oshonim ba'psumim ba'krebim ba'nevim yudosom Hari lasom. This is what the Rambam says. And then the Rambam points out the mokir for each post leitz. So the Rambam says in Pesach Halach Yivayim, Hasumim Avav Kishem Akshirin Akleil V'yeidu Hanoshi Harim Tzul Nakeh. Even though there is a Tzul Nakeh, and that is a reliable criterion, Tzul Nakeh, still the Apostle, Shenema V'yu Eid Ro Mishu Ro Mireis Hu Shemeid V'asume V'achas Meino Kosher Alohoi. Kosovo. Now, the Rambam, because the Mishnah says, Hocha Minifel Bezi Gitti, Nabo Gav Yad, the Fisim is called him so. Acharaya Shehi, Mei Roo Tzorchi, Meheche, Heche is, so because the Mishnah is strange. He says that the more in Gitti, Kavabo is this Rambam, that his Sumi is possible. So what the more in Gitti does mention? I forgot the other thing, we call it the apostle, because we cannot say before a nechta, before a nechta. So that's a raya that the sume is possible. No, there, because the chachomim are misakim before a nechta, before a nechta. So the melee is the sume, how can you say before a nechta, before a nechta? So what kind of a raya is it? And then he says, the acharaya shehid moiro tzorchim. But there, it's pointed out that there is a mokir and gemor in Erech. Gemor in Erech in Daf Yudzayin for this halach. Now there is a parasha of Erech in the Torah, in the Chukesa. Now, what is parasha of Erech imply? It implies that if someone says Erech plainly or lie, so he has to pay double kotzu in accordance with age of the neck. So if he is less than 30 days, so then there is no other hope. If he is